This is KCUR. When 250 people gathered at a St. Joseph Elementary school last night to hear the results of a state audit of their school district, they knew it was going to be bad. But what they didn't expect to hear was that it just might be the poorest-run school district in Missouri. As KCUR's Sam Zeff reports, the state auditor says the district lost institutional control of its finances.
When State Auditor Tom Schweik took the podium, he minced no words. He rated the district's finances and procedures as poor, the worst school district audit in his four-year tenure.
It was both. One was the total, if you look at the total number of findings, it's very high, but also the total number of dollars involved in that stipend system. I mean, $25 million over 8 years, maybe $40 million over 14 years. That's a staggering amount of money.
The stipends. The issue that opened the door to the state audit and investigations by the FBI and a federal grand jury. Almost everyone in the room knew about the $5,000 payment secretly made by Superintendent Fred Zerwanka to 54 administrators last year. That has been widely reported. Zerwanka even picked up a nickname, the Candyman. But nobody knew these secret payments to administrators went back to at least 2000 through two other superintendents and reached into tens of millions of dollars. Schweik called the stipends a slush fund and says they're part of the reason the district is facing financial trouble today.
Well, I'm shocked that it was so, it was devastating, the amount of money that has been wasted over the last years. It's sad.
Tom Pankowitz taught for 30 years in the district, and his kids were educated in St. Joe's schools. Like most of the people there, he says he couldn't quite believe what he was hearing and reading in the report. In 53 pages of findings, here's just a couple that stood out. Zerwanka was secretly paid $6,000 above his $190,000 salary because he had a graduate degree, even though a graduate degree was a requirement to get the job. The auditor also called into question Zerwanka's $500 monthly car stipend and why the district paid for his wife to go with him to Tampa to a convention. The audit also uncovered that district COO Rick Hardigan spent $3,400 remodeling his office, including a $1,500 painting. Both Zerwanka and Hardigan were placed on paid administrative leave after the board reviewed a draft of the state audit 3 weeks ago. For board member Chris Stanford, who blew the whistle on the Candyman stipends, the audit report was a vindication.
I have felt like I have been the crazy red-haired board member who was making a big deal about things because I've been treated that way.
In addition to the $25 million in stipends, the audit discovered numerous no-bid contracts, lack of control over district credit cards, poor overtime management, and nepotism. Danford says all of this has hurt the children of the St. Joseph School District.
We stopped doing field trips. We don't have textbooks for everyone. We have larger classes. I mean, we could have done so much more for our students. They don't get those years back.
Despite the horrible findings, the audience last night didn't seem out for blood. They appeared to see the release of the audit as a turning point, a chance to fix problems that the report suggests have been going on for years. Jacole Mahoney is a teacher, and while she says the report is disheartening, it's also a beginning.
The findings are out there now and they can be fixed.
Are you confident that they will be fixed?
Yes. I think it's going to take a lot of work and a lot of trust in people, but I think it can be done.
But right now, nobody really knows who's going to lead the effort to fix all of these problems, partly because all of the other issues facing the St. Joe District. The FBI is continuing its investigation. The district faces a slander lawsuit from its CFO after he was wrongly accused of sexual misconduct. And the district stands to lose $6.5 million if voters don't renew part of its property tax levy. Sam Zeff, KCUR News.